The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So you had a crazy first week.
Yeah, it just seemed that these new technical things I was trying to do with one of my classes, everything was great, and then I woke up early Thursday morning, and it started going downhill from there.
Oh,
and then,
that's too bad.
But no, it's okay. I mean, I'm teaching a class of college writing, mm-hmm. all new freshmen, mm-hmm. or first-year students, and they seem really cool. And, you know, normally by Thursday, half of them have dropped if it's my class, and they're all still there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Maybe not a half, but no, they're all, about three quarters. No, they're all still enrolled, even though I tried to scare them away first day of class. So, wacky.
How about you, Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies?
Well, I didn't have the problem of scaring them away. In fact, I had to add a table to my room because we didn't have enough. We didn't have enough places for the number of people in the room. But otherwise, yeah, it went okay.
What courses do you have, Jim?
I've got two sections of healthcare ethics, and those are the two that are pressing the boundaries of the room, and then a section of ethics and public policy, which, of course, gives us a lot to talk about these days.
It's going to be a very interesting season
Ask the
Professor.
Yes, indeed.
I have a strong feeling about that.
No need for a textbook.
Turn on the television.
And turn off the volume.
Here's somebody who hasn't even started class yet.
Yay.
It's Professor Dave Chow, starting his 10th season with the show from the College for Creative Studies.
No, I haven't started yet. But I'm not going to be there for the first week of class. I'm heading over. I got to go to Vancouver for a couple days.
Whoa, nice.
No, I got to go for a funeral.
Not
nice. So I'm missing my first day of class. I've got somebody cover for me, but I will fly the red eye back on Thursday to cover my Friday class.
Wow. Holy smokes.
So
you get fired up by those hours.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I'm not already.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going to wing it. I've been winging it for the last 16, 17 years at CCS. Yeah, just about. I fake it all.
You do a great job.
I've been winging it for 16 years.
Yeah, some of the classes you wing are some of the best ones.
Yeah. That's
well,
exactly
the thing
right.
is, I feel bad because I wrote the curriculum on all these classes, and I'm like, how do I do this again?
Oh, my gosh. Someone else who wrote the curriculum on something is Professor Dan Maggio from the First Organization.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
Thrilled.
You missed us all summer? I kind of missed
did.
You, too.
I did. I look forward to this at the end of the week. I forgot
Absolutely.
What it was like.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I get to go to the show.
And since the weather complied with showing us that fall has arrived rather early this year, we'll take it, huh?
Yes. And is anybody else a Game of Thrones fan?
Yes.
You watched the, did you enjoy it?
Uh-oh.
The seventh season?
It was an interesting season. I mean, now that, you know,
there's
now
not
that
much.
Got,
there aren't many plot lines left.
Yes.
We're not
now
getting
that you've
to the
got
tip.
A legitimate heir to the throne and his aunt involved in a love tryst, it's.
Wow.
It gets kind of complex.
I've never watched the show. I'm already.
Oh my gosh.
I'm intrigued now.
Oh, you're missing something.
We have a long time before the last season, because apparently it's going to be a year and a half since we to see the last
And was I think they're only doing six episodes?
Six, but they said 90 minutes.
Now, is the author still alive?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And his front name.
Now I'm wondering if one of those living dead dragons that can shoot out ice to cut through things can be melted by one that shoots a living one that shoots fire.
I have a feeling we're going to find out.
We have another guest on the show.
Wow, yes.
We do.
We have one more guest panelist today. Is this the first time you've been on the show? I don't think so. Yeah, you've been on.
She's been adequately scarred already. So
my wife, although that does not define her, Professor Leslie Mayo, who works at the Cranbrook, the Institute? What is it again?
It's the Cranbrook Center for Collections and Research.
Center for Collections and Research. How was your first week?
Good. All the boys are back at school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had a snow day this week.
A what? Wait a minute. I know you're north of us,
school,
but...
The school was closed this week.
Oh,
the high school and academy due to flooding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
not
we called it
cocaine snow.
But. We called it a snow day.
The liquid snow.
I didn't even go in that direction.
Yes. But we had a lot of rain up here,
Shameless.
Too. Nothing like Houston and New Orleans, but quite a bit earlier in the week, for sure. Folks, this is a program you can send us questions regarding anything historical or hysterical, preferably both. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. If you can believe it, the last time we had the Super Friends together, we were tackling some questions from Frank Burrows of Valencia, California, circa June 2017. Now that it is actually September, we can finish those off. It's quite a cacophony of questions, and they're all very, very fun. Let's see here. Okay. Who is the world's only living head of state that officially served in a military capacity during World War II?
Ooh.
It would have to be sort of an aged person. To
Queen
be sure.
Elizabeth?
It says Queen Elizabeth II. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But you
the
said
queen. Yeah, she repaired trucks.
Yep. Yeah, she was a truck driver.
Oh, that's right. No kidding. Similar, but only in geography. What are Ireland's two largest cities by population?
Dublin and Glasgow?
Nope.
Belfast?
I have Dublin, not Belfast.
Dublin, Cork?
Cork is what it says.
I didn't mean Glasgow and Galway. Cork. Sorry.
Yes.
That too.
I was like, that Glasgow didn't come out right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, the Scottish are going to have your head on a stick.
Let's see how well you panelists know the world of comedy. One comedian who does not at all go by his given name was born Scott Thompson. Who is this comedian? Very, very well-known prop comic.
Oh. Carrot Top.
Carrot Top is his name.
There's also a Scott Thompson in the Kids in the Hall.
In the Kids in the Hall. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, when you said prop, I kept on thinking, who's that one guy I'm thinking about who smashes the watermelons?
Gallagher.
Yes. And his Gallagher. Brother, too, looks just like him.
Oh. Yep. No, that's Carrot Top, the guy with the red hair who is kind of annoying.
And didn't he bulk up like massively?
He may have bulked up, but he also may have had some cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Gee, I don't follow Carrot Top closely enough.
It's okay.
What company's NASDAQ abbreviation is BBBY?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
You are so right. First shot. What else could it be? It sort of sounds like BB-8.
She knows home decor.
She knows collegiate decor soon enough, right?
Oh, my
God. I know BBBY for the coupons.
Oh, well,
yeah, it's 20% off, 20% off, 20% off. And they let you combine them.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Sooner or later, they'll be paying me.
You cannot combine the percents off, can you?
No.
No, just multiple
like 20%
items.
20% off.
Whose TV show's last episode, so the host, had a bit that involved, quote, releasing Abe Vigoda back into the wild, unquote. I'm sorry, that's Abe great.
What was that cop show that he was on? Barney Miller?
Whose TV show's last episode? So it was a talk show that someone was hosting.
Abe Vigoda.
Releasing Abe Vigoda back into the wild. I love it.
Jack Parr.
No.
Merv Griffin?
No, you need to get a little more modern.
Johnny Carson.
It wasn't Johnny.
No,
Jay Leno.
Closer.
Arsenio?
Nope. No, it was Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. Conan.
But technically, he's still on. So.
Yeah, but it was the last episode NBC. Of Late Night on NBC.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Exactly. Okay. That's what threw me. I'm like, last.
Everywhere else in the world, this disease is called varicella. But Americans call it...
Measles.
Nope.
No, varicella.
Where's Stephanie when we need her?
I know. Stephanie could not join us today.
Scarlet fever.
Not scarlet fever. It's relatively common. Mostly it's cool to get when you're a kid.
Chicken pox? It's cool?
Well, it's better than getting shingles.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, right. No.
Sometimes you get both.
You'll get...
Oh!
You will not get shingles if you have not already had varicella.
Yes. Something like that, usually.
Hold on. What's it called again?
Herpes zoster virus.
Varicella or varicella. Depends on whether you're talking about pasta or chicken.
Yeah, pox. I was going to say. It sounded like a pasta dish or something like that.
What musical group charted with Cruisin', their highest placing album... In 1978.
Cruising. In the summer.
Cruising.
Was that Motown?
Mm-mm.
No.
Absolutely not.
I'm thinking of another song that has cruising in it.
Oh, this is the album name?
The name of the album was Cruising.
Oh, the album.
1978 is their highest charting album of their careers.
Pay attention.
It was an ensemble group where I'm not exactly certain they actually played any instruments.
Not ABBA?
Monkees? Not the Monkees, but that's a great guess.
Because I was going to say, I've never listened to that album.
Two of the Monkeys actually played instruments,
they didn't
right?
Play instruments?
Well,
two.
Not,
they originally. knew how to play instruments, but they weren't the instruments they played on the show.
What, the tambourine isn't considered an instrument? Oh.
1978.
So the members of the band are probably best described as the Policemen, the Native Americans.
YMCA?
Village People.
The Village People.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't know your actual names. I just know the way you dressed.
The cop.
The cop and
the construction worker.
That was one of the other ones, yeah. Who provided the voice of the character Bob Barnacle on the SpongeBob SquarePants TV show?
Don't think too hard.
Okay. No. Usually
Bob Barnacle was a game show host.
So Bob Barker?
It was Bob Barker.
Yeah, because they usually do parodies.
Very, very cool stuff. What two characters regularly used the Wayback Machine?
Peabody and Sherman.
Peabody and Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Yeah, Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Peabody.
Quiet, you.
Sherman's the dog, right?
That's right.
No, Sherman's the
Mr. Peabody's
boy.
The dog.
His boy, Sherman.
This was on one of the cartoons.
With the big glasses.
Yes.
Both of them had glasses. Okay.
We're in trouble, Mr. Peabody. Quiet, you. In the U.S., we call it Milky Way. But in the U.K.,
Mars
it's
bar.
Called a Mars bar. Yes. We used to have real Mars bars in this country.
Yes, we did.
We don't. Now it's Snickers with
We used to have Forever Yours, too. They're not around anymore.
Wow, nice.
You want to know? I miss Charleston Chew.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice and chewy.
And then do you remember the Marathon bars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, just having a sugar flashback.
You can
got
still
enough
find
savory
Chew
from
around,
our pork butts.
Halloween time.
Yeah.
Mm. One more, and then we've launched these 30 questions here from Frank into space. Who recorded the original version of the hit from Elvis, Blue Suede Shoes?
Chuck Berry?
Initials CP. Got the C part, but not the
Perkins?
Carl Perkins. Nice. Oh. Very nice. Very well done.
Didn't he write most of that stuff, too, if I remember right? Didn't he write most of Elvis's stuff?
That's enough about of right. it. You know, we're going to have to think a little bit more about all that while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in a Harmony house yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Did he give you a discount or a freebie?
No, but he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
Our next set of questions comes from Kathra. Now, this is LEDESMA. Is it Leedsma or Ledesma?
I don't know. Is it from Grand Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJ changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
From the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh,
this is our worst.
Since I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
We'll dig up a keychain.
We'll do something.
We'll find something.
We'll come and move your furniture.
I just wanted a chance to star in your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
you
chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you
how
on the
nice
show.
How nice that somebody actually cares about
us. That's wonderful.
Transition into some other, no offense, leftover questions from Michelle Horner of Viva Las Vegas. We had leftover after our garden party show this summer. And these were questions all about captains, if you remember. We had a few more we had to knock off, so this should be pretty interesting. What is the name of the actor that played Captain Barney Miller?
Hal
Linden.
Hal Linden. Classic TV, and everybody comes to play. Who is the longest-standing captain in the National Hockey League? Maybe if you just give me the team that he plays for, because it's kind of tough.
Oh. Not Sid Crosby.
No,
I was going to say Pittsburgh.
Standing captain, so this person's still playing. For the record, they've been captain since 2003.
boy.
It's not Hank Zetterberg, is it?
No.
Zetterberg is a good guess, but it doesn't say
Hold
that
on,
here.
All right, Mr. Hockey, tell us.
No, this is killing me.
He said he was visiting the motherland recently.
Yeah, but he didn't visit the rink. Darn.
Well, I'll tell you that if they play for the Coyotes, we could use Diane, actually.
Oh, maybe she, Shane she Doan?
Yeah, Shane Doan. Very did, good.
No,
very
I good. Think he's done with them now. So.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Oh, okay, so yeah, he's out. I think.
Oh,
I think
so it's an old question.
Yeah, it's an old question, sorry.
And help me, because we're about to go into NHL season. Did we lose a franchise to gain the Vegas franchise?
Or no.
Vegas is
everybody
brand
new. Everybody had a player poached.
There you go. So the Golden Knights start in Vegas this year for the NHL.
It was at the end of May, and they hadn't started building the arena yet.
I know. That thing is going up way too fast, a little too scary.
Yes. Yes. In the 1991 movie Hook, who played Captain Hook?
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh,
very good portrayal. Very good portrayal, by the way.
I shouldn't have questioned a mom with three kids.
Or the wife of a man who's one of his favorite movies.
Yeah. It's,
oh, you really like Hook.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm kind of goofy like that.
Oh, we got to talk then, because I can get props.
Wow.
So.
Something from Thud Butt?
No, what's the name of the boat?
Rufio.
Actually,
what's that?
The boat that was in the movie?
Oh, the Jolly Roger. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They had a full set for that, right? So it's pretty crazy.
No, I've actually got access to the rails.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll talk off the air, and we'll figure out PayPal exchanges.
Leslie, you're going to have to start redesigning the house.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody put on your calendars for Halloween open house this year. We're going back to basics. When Hanna-Barbera Saturday Morning Captain had the Teen Angels as his backup team.
Captain Caveman.
Oh, my gosh.
You had to squeak, too. You just had to squeak.
Who wrote the poem, "O Captain, My Captain"?
Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman. Absolutely. Who played Captain Nemo in Disney's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? What a great actor.
James Mason.
Yes.
I can picture him.
Famous Jameses. That's coming soon, Jim. Just for you.
Well, okay. It beats famous Justins of Detroit.
Oh, my. Last one from Michelle Horner. These were great, Michelle. What famous ship did Civil War Captain Garrett J. Pendergast command? Civil War.
Was it the Monitor?
The Merrimack?
The Merrimack?
It was the Merrimack.
It was one of the two.
Yep, one of the two. Yeah, well, it was actually Virginia.
Shot. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Renee.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Now, before we go to this next set, Heather, is it okay if I read some questions from Al Fresco? Is that going to be all right for everybody?
Yeah, go ahead. I am not... I don't know what he wrote.
That Al. Oh,
okay.
That Al.
Al Fresco, who is a close personal friend, Professor Hill Vasquez.
Every now and then.
Has sent us some interesting Detroit Tigers trivia, and so we'll... pause for a second and cover our number 35s for Justin Verlander and the loss of Justin Upton in a new era of Tiger baseball. Sucking it up majorly is the name of that era.
Yep. You got it.
See you next journal. April for
a rebuilding season.
A rebuilding season.
It's always next season.
The tickets half off sale.
Yes, yes. There's always next year.
The StubHub dump.
I believe that we got a little closer to the party suite with the Ask the Professor crew next year, since everything's going to be half off. Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. The Cubbies waited for next year for 100 years, yeah, but it finally paid off.
That's true. All right. So I have to be 142.
And so did the Red Sox.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And they've gotten two World Series wins since then. Al Kaline is Hall of Fame Tiger who played in right field. Which alkaline battery brand used the inversion of Kaline's uniform number and an animal on its logo?
It had the panther on it. It was Ever Ready, wasn't
Ever
it?
Ever Ready, yeah.
The little black panther with a bolt of lightning going
through
it.
Oh, yeah.
Very well
done.
Alkaline
that.
Batteries. How was that for kicks? 1976 Rookie of the Year Mark Fidrich had a nickname.
The Bird.
But what was the inspiration for the name? They
the
both
Big
appeared,
Bird on Sesame Street.
That's right. They both appeared on a 1977 Sports Illustrated cover.
Well, and he kind of looked like him, too.
Yes, he did.
Didn't hurt.
And he talked to inanimate objects. Yes. Like
either Big Bird or Ichabod Crane. One or the
other. You go.
When
there
you think about it, what a tragic way for him to go, though.
He got crushed by a truck.
Yeah, he was working on the car and just like...
Yep.
Oh.
Pretty crazy. Sparky Anderson, who managed the Tigers from 1979 to 1995, played one season in the majors for which team as a second baseman?
Cincinnati?
No, it wasn't Cincinnati. Oh, you're in the wheel.
He coached them.
Yeah, I know, but I figured it would be the second round.
The Indians?
Nope, it wasn't Cleveland.
Twins?
Nope. We're thinking a little bit out east, or maybe a lot out east.
Boston?
Not Boston.
Yankees, Mets?
Nope.
Pittsburgh?
Nope.
Phillies.
Phillies is what I've got here. It was the Philadelphia Phillies.
We can only go so far east.
If he only played one season, how did that qualify him to be a manager?
It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't
Some
think
people
it does.
Are just better at one than the other.
Yes. Osmus.
Yeah, trust me. Osmus isn't exactly proving to be great even half.
He went
even
to Dartmouth.
He did go to Dartmouth. Yeah. No, he did go to
Again,
Dartmouth.
Does not prove anything.
He's a very socially responsible human being, and I appreciate that. If you talk to our colleague in common, Tom Stanton, he'll tell you the long tradition of Jewish baseball players continues with Brad Osmus, that's actually a good thing.
That's true.
His mom took him to a KKK rally when he was 8 and said, "You have to see this."
Yes.
And it's pretty fascinating if you actually ever get a chance to read more about Brad Osmus, who is unlikely to be the Tigers manager in just a few weeks. I mean,
you never know.
I don't know. Kirk Gibson, who played for the Tigers 1983 to 87, hit his most famous home run not as a Tiger, but as a member of the 88 Dodgers in the World Series off which Hall of Fame pitcher reliever? A useless hint, the pitch was a backdoor slider. I love it.
It wasn't Houston Street, was it?
The initials DE, very famous
Dwight
pitcher.
Evans.
Dennis Eckersley.
It was great. Dwight Evans is awesome, but it was Dennis Eckersley. Sorry.
This is so al fresco.
Yes, it is very al fresco. The whole thing is al fresco, stem to stern. All right, let's see here. Ty Cobb and contemporary Napoleon LeJoy were neck and neck in 1910 for the American League batting title. The winner would receive a car. LeJoy got 8 hits and a doubleheader, oh my lord, on the last day of the season, but by 6 were bunt hits, allegedly because the third baseman in the opposing team played deep to allow LeJoy to be safe and beat Cobb. Both men ended up getting the new car from what car company? Hint. This company, which merged with Maxwell in 1922, later becoming Chrysler, lends its name to a street and a district in East Detroit. This is wonderful. That's a wonderful piece of trivia.
I was going to say it was Nash.
Screw Cobb over. Starts with a C.
Conant?
Cadillac.
Cadu?
Conant?
No, that's good. No. I could give it away
Charlevoix?
Because Leslie is quite a big Simpsons fan, just like I am, the superintendent of the schools.
Chalmers.
Chalmers.
Yeah, that's right.
Chalmers.
Superintendent Chalmers.
Chalmers. Chalmers merged with Maxwell, which later became Chrysler.
Skinner. You know? Oh, sorry.
8 hits and a doubleheader. Things are very different now in baseball. That's
are
all
there,
I have to say.
Are there say. Any like, cars made by Maxwell or Chalmers on the road?
Not anymore.
Oh, man. They,
I think there's, quite old. Yes, no, there's no, still Maxwell's and Chalmers in museums.
No. Do you remember, was it Jack Benny?
Did he drive one?
Rochester drove the Maxwell.
Really? Oh.
Yes. Well, I think Jay Leno has one.
Probably.
Well,
he has
sure
everything
Jay
else.
Leno has every car.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Rochester.
Straight at ya. Who's the only member of the 84 Tigers, World Series champion 84 Tigers starting lineup, who posted a 300-plus batting average that season? This is one of the common criticisms given for no member of the 84 Tigers.
Not Marty Castillo.
Making, for the record, this is side trivia, the only World Series winning team with no Hall of Famer on it, except for teams that are still playing, the 84 Tigers.
Okay, let's see.
Who's the only one?
Are you adding information?
I'm adding information.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. Now, was it a starter?
It was a starter.
One of the 9, okay.
Yep. It's a very obvious
person. Kurt Gibson.
Not Kurt Gibson.
All right.
Bergman.
Nope.
Castillo.
Nope.
Trammell. Whitaker.
Trammell.
Okay. I was just going to go around the entire diamond. That's
who was the first American League player to register for the USA's first peacetime draft in 1940?
Hank Greenberg?
Yeah, it was. The Hebrew Hammer is what they called him.
How do you
also
know?
I don't remember any of this stuff. It just comes, bubbles
Stanton's
up to
book.
The surface.
Tom Stanton's book. Yep.
And last but not least, Ernie Harwell is the only baseball announcer ever to be traded for a player.
Mm-hmm.
When Harwell was announcing the Atlanta Crackers of the Southern Association in 1948. With which major league team did the Crackers trade? Hint, Harwell took over duties for Red Barber, who was in the hospital.
Boston. Or Baltimore.
No. You got a lot of B's there. You just need one more B.
Boston. Boston.
Baltimore.
No, not Boston, not Baltimore, but
Buffalo.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah, somehow Pittsburgh wasn't going to count.
What a well-named team, the Atlanta Crackers.
I don't know what to say about that.
That's almost as good as the Washington football team.
I don't know at all what to say about that. So we did pretty well, I'd say. Be sure to let Alfresco know that.
Next time I see Alfresco, I will let him know.
I love that piece about Ty Cobb. I'm only about a quarter of the way through one of the three major biographies that came out in these last few years on him. It's pretty fascinating to read about that time in baseball.
I heard something on the radio today that today's the anniversary of the last bounce home run.
Really?
Yeah. It was 1930 on today that there's the last bounce home run allowed, where it bounces in the field into the stands. It used to count as a home run.
Oh, really? Instead of like ground rule double.
And actually, no, it's not. It can't be called a ground rule double because there's a reason. It's still called just a double. It's not a ground rule double, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, so Fenway Park, I don't think it could get into the
stand. Yeah, unless you hit a Super Bowl out there.
Well, and forgive me, because we just saw this series with the Rockies, but why did they put that fence up in right field? Like, they didn't want to get their own home runs? Like, I don't understand.
Don't know.
They raised the physical barrier another 10 or 12 feet, and then the balls bounce off of it and come
back
in.
I'm wondering why there aren't any standards for the perimeter of fields.
Seriously.
You know, how high the walls are, because teams could, since they play there more than anybody else, could, you know, adapt it to their own advantage.
Exactly. Everybody jumps out of their chairs. It's been a few weeks. But unfortunately, it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Mayo.
Oh, goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always.
Right.
On his right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer. It's been a long 3 weeks. Yep. And on Arthur's right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and the Director of the Learning Center, Kathy Bush.
I'm too tired to say hello.
I know. It's one of those months. Anyway, and on my left, from the Department of History, the chair of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Why, Evan, you must have whose car is in the way. I just want to get out, but I can't, because there's that car in my way.
It's Rosalind Carter.
I've been trying to back up. I just can't.
She's been hitting my car.
Ask the Professor has transcribed the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor today is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.